What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Learning Culture Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Barry. This is a rapid fire five questions. And my guest today is Alison Sword, who is the Senior Manager of Revenue Enablement at Restaurant 365. Alison, welcome. And are you ready to roll?
Hey, yes. Thank you for having me. I think I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, we'll see you at the end, right? Okay, so first question, what is the number one soft skill that you are emphasizing for your teams, the sales teams?
Learning. And I don't know if that is a soft skill, but always learning.
I'll take it.
Mentality. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'll definitely take that. It definitely counts. And we talk a lot about learning mentality in the main episode that's coming out, if you're listening to this live, it's coming out Friday of this week. So second question, how do you get leadership to buy into your initiatives?
Oh, that's a good question. I think letting them know what we're doing before we do it. I don't ever want to roll out a program and then tell them. I think it's important to roll out the idea and then strategize with them to understand what their goals are and then work together to create that. Because at the end of the day, they're going to be the ones reinforcing it.
Mm. Yeah, that's awesome. Change management 101, right? I heard such a cool stat, just to kind of piggyback on that, that research has shown that if you can get, this is sort of like a minimum threshold, you can get 70% of the sort of leadership team that needs to buy in. If you can get 70% bought in, it's okay to move ahead. And I thought that was quite a cool like way to think about it. Like, okay, you know, 7 out of 10 people, I'm good, you know, move forward. It's a nice little heuristic.
That's a really good stat. I'm going to start using that.
Right? Yeah. I need to find the source for that so we can not just like sound like we made it up. How do you give people time to pause and reflect?
That is a good question. So I'm just ramping up our program now, and I think it's very important, especially with like onboarding. So we're doing a monthly onboarding, and I think it's very important. We want to jump in there and schedule the next one. But I think to take that time and decompress and think, what did I like? What didn't go so wrong? You know, where are these opportunities is so important. So I think it's just giving ourselves that time and that grace to be able to kind of soak it all in and then make those changes.
Yeah, like building it into your, you mentioned in the main episode how organized you are, like just building that into your project plan, right?
Yes. And that I think that's so hard because I am a very go, go, go type of person. And initially, I didn't build in that downtime. And it's funny you mentioned that because I was putting together my project sheet and I made sure to schedule that downtime. I know that sounds silly, but to kind of block that out and have that time to take a walk, decompress, really think about it in a different ways instead of just jumping back in.
Yeah. It doesn't sound silly to me. I know it does to a lot of people, but that is so key, like to be able to have that time to decompress. Okay, so number four, how do you encourage people on your sales team to teach each other?
Jen, I think through the onboarding process, one of the things that I've been looking into is how do we give new hires that support to go in shadow? So taking them out of, you know, enablement scheduled onboarding program to learning what it's like to be a member of that team while they're going through onboarding. I think it's very important because it creates those bonds within the company. Also, it helps people understand these are some challenges that they might have once they get into the full role that we can help strengthen them with when they're going through onboarding.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. I like that. Okay, so last question, and we go into this in the main episode, so feel free to kind of give people a teaser of what we talk about there. But I'm curious how you go about capturing win stories and sort of packaging them and sharing them for others to be able to benefit from.
Yeah, so for me, I use a lot of things like WinWire. I, you know, talk with the managers. I, you know, use things like Salesforce, understanding where things are in the sales pipeline. And I think it's important capitalizing on that excitement when somebody first wins a deal. So hopping on the phone with them, taking the time using all these tools that we have remotely to hop on a video call with them and then just ask them a few questions to do a quick bite-sized video, 2 to 3 minutes. You know, what did they learn throughout the sales process? What is one thing that they would change? What is one thing that they're going to use in the next sale? What are they so excited about? Using that time, because there is, after you close win a deal, people are excited and they have that time to reflect. And that's when we want to capture them.
Such a good answer. I love that, the idea of capturing when it's hot. And then those questions, you just, anybody listens to that, just rewind this and go back and just write those questions down. Because this is it, people. That's all you have to do. Like, you will get such good information from doing that. And like you said, it takes 3 to 5 minutes. And you can, you know, put together an incredibly valuable piece of content for everyone else.
Absolutely. It's taking that time when we weren't remote and those calls that you hear people, you know, in the seat next to you having. We can't do that anymore. You know, a lot of the time when we're working remote. So how do we bring that to a virtual world?
Yeah, 100%. Allison, thank you so much. This was such a great little teaser for the main episode that's coming out. For everybody listening, make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get that notification when it comes out. It was really cool. We go into Allison's concept of leader-first onboarding and how she's putting that into practice at her current role and some of the lessons she's drawn from her previous ones. So stay tuned for that episode and we will see you very soon. Hello, hello. I hope you enjoyed that episode. It's Andrew again with a quick message. If you'd like to support the show, the best way to do that is to leave us ratings and reviews where you listened. If you're on YouTube, hit the like and subscribe buttons and feel free to leave a comment. We love hearing from our listeners and viewers. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please take the time to give us a rating and leave a review. Once again, we love hearing from our loyal listeners. If you're listening to this on Spotify, please hit the follow button to make sure that you don't miss new episodes as they come out. See you next week for another episode of the Learning Culture Podcast. Thank you for listening.